Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 28th, 2023. It is 10:33 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, behind the microphone. I am joined right now as we wrap up Morning Magazine for the week with an amazing set of guests. This is a perfect way to wrap up our week of shows. I want to send a shout-out to Pam Hilke with the great scheduling she does week in and week out. We have in with us Craig Broren, superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public School System. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being here. Craig and I are going to talk a little bit about the Lincoln High School open house that they just had. I'm looking forward to diving into that. We also have in with us, and Tracy, if you wouldn't mind taking the mic there, I got to get this right. Ginter?
Ginter, yes, correct.
Oh, Pam, write that down. I got a last name right. Craig, poor Craig, I got his last name wrong so many times. Thank you very much for being here, Tracy. Appreciate the time. Tracy is the Rams principal. I don't know how busy that job is. I imagine it is incredibly busy. Thanks for being here with us today. We also have some students with us, and I want to let you guys introduce yourselves. I know you have a lot to tell us and share with us. So let's go ahead and just go right down the aisle here and let these guys introduce themselves. I'll start with you, young man.
I'm Carter.
Hey, Carter. Thanks for being here. You can say your full name if you'd like.
I'm Carter Braun.
All right, Carter. Thanks for being here. Good to see you.
My name is Maya Moody.
Maya, very nice to see you. Thank you for being here.
My name is Melina Hoff.
Melina, it's nice to see you, and thank you very much for being here. I know you guys have some stuff for us to talk about, and we're looking forward to diving into that. If you don't mind, Craig and I are just going to get some boring stuff out. No, I'm kidding. It's not boring. It's just fun, because I've made it known. I'm a Lincoln alum. I love the old stomping grounds of Lincoln High School, and I was actually really curious about how the open house went the other day. How did that go?
Yeah, it was awesome. So we don't have a solid count, but it was over 500 from what I understand.
Nice.
Community members showed up to that, and a huge shout out to the Lincoln High School staff, Principal Ron Rasmussen, Chris Weifel, his assistant there in the Lincoln High School office, and then there was quite a number of Lincoln staff that assisted. And then, of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention the outstanding students we have at Lincoln, because they were involved in the tours and multiple aspects of that commemoration and ribbon cutting. So it was great, and the facility is outstanding. You're probably not surprised to learn that there was very few ill words spoken. The people are quite impressed. Mm-hmm. People very much appreciate the update to more of a 21st century approach, which is more student-centered-esque if you're familiar with a college campus.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, we're not a college, but on the same hand, that flexible space and much more student-oriented than schools, high schools in particular, used to be back in the day. So it's phenomenal. And our architect, PRA, as well as our construction manager, Myron, did absolutely outstanding work. You can tell from the outside that it's phenomenal, and it looks even better inside, and it's great for kids.
How important, especially in 2023 and going forward, are these open houses?
Well, anytime that you can showcase what we have going on, and particularly when keep in mind that we passed a bond issue referendum, which allows taxpayers approved fairly overwhelmingly, which allowed that investment at Lincoln High School and in all of our other facilities as well. And what I mentioned in my commentary there is that if we have schools, there is an attitude it was good enough when I was there. And I'm not going to debate that at length, but on the same hand, not paying attention to, where we are time-wise in terms of it being the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
And then also not paying attention to the fact that much like your home, you don't purchase a brand new home or even a, slightly used home and then do nothing to it for the entire time that you own it. And if you do, it's not going to be your home for very much longer. So you do have to make investments. And I mentioned that a good portion of the $19 million that was spent at Lincoln High School, whether it's fortunate for the building, but it's unfortunate for use-wise because it's infrastructure. It's non-glamorous. It's stuff that has to absolutely happen, HVAC, Wi-Fi, technology wiring, and those sorts of updates that are not glamorous or cool or that are even unseen. But they're so necessary, right? And if we don't do those things, and we have a school built in 79 and it becomes whatever, 2029 or 2039, people would look at us like in the board and like, what are you guys doing? This is kind of falling in upon itself. What are we supposed to do here? So that balance, I think, is pretty easy to meet. And then when you have a scenario in which it's very clear that the construction and renovations that took place explicitly benefit the kids, and then of course the community as well, as it being an excellent space for community use in a variety of capacities, it's totally worth it.
We have the science to back this up of how often we romanticize our own history, our own past, and so often, especially with school and when we were younger, there is this idea of, well, this was fine the way it was. Why are we changing it, or something like that? Time only goes one direction, and I with a lot of the things you mentioned there, that Native American proverb pops in my head. We don't plant trees for us to see them grow. It's for them to see them grow. It's about them. It's about the kids. It's about the future. All of this is about that. Time is only going one direction. And if we don't go with it, they are the ones that suffer. It's not about us. It's not about us having what we want in a school or what we think is a curriculum or anything like that. What is the best thing for them? That should always come first. And it's great to hear that this open house, a lot of this conversation was created from that and everything. It's very cool. That's a good to hear thing.
It's really awesome. Good to hear. I think the broader emphasis too is just in a general fashion around the idea that, look, updates and investments in communities are what people want to see. So if we're talking about, you know, being a community that people want to move to and live in, having updated, relevant, and decent looking facilities, including our schools and other things in the community, is huge. Now, sometimes those are public dollars, and sometimes those are grants or private investments into community infrastructure. But if we don't do that, there's no way you're going to recruit or retain businesses. There's no way you're going to find people that want to live here, because it's incongruent. They can go now to a neighboring community that has invested in that capacity and use that as their paramount decision making. And I think the schools, of course, play a role in that.
Everything connects. And if you're worried about the economy, if you're worried about the population or anything, all of this stuff matters. What we're talking about here matters. One of the biggest things, I talk about this with Mayor Blazer all the time, all of our surrounding communities, one of the biggest things that's concerning them is keeping their population and bringing in new population. One of the biggest things, if somebody is looking into moving into an area, what's one of the first things they do? Look at the schools. Look at how the education system is. Are they putting into the schools? Are they taking care of them? It all connects. You want the economy to be better? Take care of our schools. Put money into education. This isn't rocket science. It's not that difficult. However, I realize, Craig, that I have done a bad job as an interviewer because I think we put the kids to sleep. I think that we have bored them. No, I'm kidding, guys. Thank you very much for putting up with that, you guys. And thank you, Craig. I appreciate that update. Thanks.
Thank you.
Mindy, I want to talk. Tracy, I'm sorry. Tracy, I want to talk a little bit about Rams, and especially for people. I wouldn't say Rams is new, but Rams hasn't been around as long as some of our schools around here and everything. And I don't ask you to give me the history of Rams or anything like that. I'm not putting you on the spot with that. I just want to kind of give people an idea of what Rams is and what that middle school is.
And actually, I can give you the history of
Rams. Oh, right on. Oh, my God, I love it. Oh, I'm already a fan. Oh, I love it.
So Rapids was set up with two junior high schools for a very long time. And the building, the facility that we're in was West Junior High School.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2000 when we looked at restructuring.
Was it 2000? Okay, I wasn't sure when exactly.
Yep, there
okay.
was some restructuring. And at that point, the West Junior High School building became a 6-7 middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually became Rams at that point. And East Junior High School was a 8-9 junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
We operated under that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then when our population was such that Lincoln High School could probably accommodate a 9-12 high school.
Yeah.
And we took a look at adding to our building. We had a 6th grade wing built.
Mm-hmm.
So with that extra addition and an extra gymnasium, then we kept our 8th mm-hmm. graders
yeah,
at that
yeah.
during that year. So we have been Rams then. Since then, and have adopted in a middle school philosophy, because junior high schools are high school prep.
Yeah.
Middle school really works to deal with the whole child, social, emotional, academic, and our students are awesome. And you're going to hear about the awesome things that they participate in.
Yeah.
That's why I brought them
up. Yeah, I really appreciate you doing that, too. And I'm so sorry to take you guys out of class. I'm so sorry to do that. How cool is that? Right, guys? No. No worries. Okay, cool. We'll just keep that between us. When it comes to the school itself, Tracy, one of the things that I think is very cool, too, about this is the connection with the high school and the interacting with our local high schools. And that do you do a lot of that? talking with the principals over there, the teachers over there, as far as making sure that you guys are all on the same page, kind of, as kids go from middle school to high school or that? Or is any of that even done?
Oh, absolutely. Our staff, we look at... we divide up into elementary and secondary, and we have our professional learning communities, our 6-12. So all of our staff, subject areas, they can talk about their content and their curriculum to make sure that the scope and sequence is moving forward. But then at the middle school, we also have collaborative teaming where interdisciplinary teachers meet and talk about what are the fun things and the things that we can do for students as far as interventions and supports also. So so dual, we are the middle child, but we really try to make sure that we have all of the supports that are in place to make sure that they're ready to roll too.
One of the things I love talking about with Craig is the transparency and the sharing of information. And I think that you guys know better than I do how important that is for families and for people out there nowadays. So I really do appreciate that breakdown. And I have to tell you, the kids, when I first moved out here, I went to East and loved it. But I had a lot of friends that went to West. And when we would go to for like seeing like speeches and things like that at West, I would drool at that stage. To this day, I would give anything to perform on that stage. If you guys have like a school play going on, you need like a third tree in the back, I'll just stand back there. I won't do anything. I make a great tree. I'm really tall. I make a great, just, you know, throw it out there to your directors. If, you know, I'm just a struggling actor looking for work. So if you guys need a third tree on the left, I'll play that just to be on that stage. It's a beautiful stage. It's also a beautiful area over the Rams. I go over there and pick up some kids once a week and everything, and I know the area a little bit. It's so spread out. I love the wooded area over there and everything. It's a great environment for kids.
It really is. We're sitting on right around 70 acres.
Yeah.
And so one of the nice aspects of our building is we can have indoor and outdoor classroom activities. Yeah. And we have the soccer field, the football field, the track. We have cross-country ski trails that run through the property that I know that the community takes advantage of. Mm-hmm. Our softball diamond, our baseball diamonds. So it is wonderful, and we try to take advantage of that. And it truly is a safe area for younger students.
Mm-hmm.
So we're tucked off a little bit right up the road from you, but it is a great place for our building and for middle-level students.
Absolutely. We're going to take a really quick break because we got the heavy lifting out of the way, guys. Now we get to come back and have a lot of fun, all right? So come back. We're going to put you guys on the mics and talk to you a little bit. And we'll do that when we come back here on Morning Magazine at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Morning Magazine, everybody. I got what you meant, though. We are going to have some fun today as we wrap up the show for the week. We have got some of the students from Rams here with us. And one more time, guys, I'll have you guys introduce yourselves. And then I know you prepared some stuff, which thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate it. I got to be honest with you. Sometimes my guests don't prepare anything, and I got to fill time. This is really cool. I appreciate it. It's a really fun way for us to wrap up the week. And again, thank you for being here. So we'll just go down the line, let you guys introduce yourselves, and then we can start with Maya. She has something prepared. So if you wouldn't mind starting us off.
I'm Carter Brond.
Yeah. And Carter, what grade are you in?
Seventh.
Thank you.
My name is Maya Moody, and I'm the eighth grader today.
Hi, Maya.
My name is Melina Huff, and I'm in sixth grade.
Thanks, Melina. Appreciate it. And Maya, you had something to start us off.
Yes. So I will be talking about the clubs and sports at Rams today. There are 15 sports that we counted between boys
15?
And girls.
15?
Yes.
Whoa.
There's a lot. And there's over 14 clubs. Ms. Ginter started us off with the amazing facilities we have at Rams. We have 3 gyms, tennis courts, the 2 diamonds for softball and baseball, soccer fields, track, football, and also we use the LHS pool for swimming. We have boys and girls swim. I was actually in swim for the past 3 years, and it's so amazing. Mm. There's a lot of teamwork in there. But back onto the clubs, one of my favorite clubs to be in is Webb. It helps the sixth graders transitioning from the fifth grade to sixth grade, elementary to middle school. It's really fun. I love it because I get to go into classrooms and talk to the kids. And it teaches leadership for the older kids because eighth graders and I think seventh graders are starting next year to help too.
Very cool.
Another thing that helps the school is Teen Truth. That has done a lot of things this year, especially the compliment wall. I've seen people who've taken off stuff when they've had a bad day that says, like, you're doing amazing, keep at it. All these amazing quotes.
What's the compliment wall?
It's in the lunchroom.
Mm-hmm.
It just has a lot of compliments on it, and you can take them off. It's really just amazing.
Oh, Pam, we got to do that. That sounds awesome. Yeah, we got to do that here. I love that.
And then another club is FBLA. That helps kids explore business, learn how to speak in front of crowds, and actually the regional and state competitions were at Rams this year on the amazing stage that you were talking about. And for my favorite club out of all of them is Forensics. I love speaking, obsessed with it. It's my favorite club. I love doing moments in history. I'm a history geek. One of my favorite teachers actually helped that, Miss Sugar. Amazing teacher. But another teacher I really have to thank is Miss Grover. She's retired now, but she really helped me get on my shell. But my favorite teacher ever that I've had is this year's ELA teacher, Miss Randrup. I've had a little friend drama, and whenever I need something, she's like, Maya, I got you. I'm always like the first person to raise their hand. I just love having her this year. She's an amazing teacher for me, and I always can share stuff with her if I need to.
That's wonderful to hear. Very nice job. Very good presentation. Well done. If you don't mind, just touch on one time. You talked about a transition class to help kids go into the web. Yeah. Would you mind just touching on a little bit more of that? That sounds really cool. I don't think we had that when I was in school. That sounds like a really cool thing.
Well, web is something that the eighth graders help with. I'm in web, actually, and there's a lot of kids who we learn fun games, and we just really help the fifth graders transition to sixth grade. It's amazing. I love it. I've been into classrooms like, okay, kids, this is what we're doing today. And it's always so much fun being in there and helping them.
Very cool. Maya, I was in forensics myself. I was in debate and a lot of those things. I think that a lot of it prepared me for this job right here. So for one, please take your time. I need this job. Don't take it from me. You're already really good. Like, I can't afford that, right? Just please, you know, wait a little while before you take my gig. But you got a good future ahead of you. You did a great job. You're already a good public speaker. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Who would like to go next? Carter? All right. Carter, what do you got?
I'm here to talk about the special events at RAMS. So our student council, one of our other clubs, they have done a bunch of different fundraisers. One of them was for our janitor, Mr. Termott. His wife had colon cancer, so we raised over $2,000 for him and his family, and then we split the funds with the Riverview Cancer Center. One of the ways that we raised that money was we had game tables during lunch. One of them, you had like different colored ping pong balls. You would bounce them into a muffin tin, and if the same color ping pong ball was on the bottom of the muffin tin, you'd win a prize.
Nice.
We sold wristbands at lunch, too. There was a penny war where pennies and dollar bills, they give you positive points, and you can give these to the teacher, like buckets, like they have buckets.
Okay.
And then silvers are negative points. The teacher that had the most positive points, they get to wear a crown hat, and the three lowest teachers with the least amount of points, they had to wear a poop emoji hat. So that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
We also had a kickball tournament / family night sort of thing.
Big kickball fan over here, Cock. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
So the kickball, I don't think there was a fee to enter it, but there was games and stuff that you could play while you're not playing kickball. And so, yeah, they were just for, like, family to play the games, donate money. We also had another fundraiser for a former RAM student. He was a volunteer firefighter and an auxiliary police officer. He unexpectedly died of a brain aneurysm. To get money for him, we had a dunk tank out in one of our baseball fields. Teachers volunteered to go sit in the dunk tank. And so you could pay for, like, four or five balls, and so you could throw them at them and dunk your favorite teachers.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
We had over $1,800 donated to the Grand Rapids Fire and Police Department.
Wow, that is a heck of an impressive number. That is cool.
And then we also have just like fun things to build community at RAMS. One of those was the yard party. It was pretty early in the year where we had families and students to come and get in one of our fields, and they was capture the flag. And I think that, there was just a bunch of games that you could play out in one of our fields. So that was fun. We had a hoedown. Everyone got all nice and dressed up for that one, within their cowboy hats and their boots. There was a conga line, and there was a dance circle where you like push someone in, and they got to dance, and then they got to push someone in. There was also a Christmas sweater day where everyone could wear like a goofy Christmas sweater.
Oh, those are always fun.
And we also have our very own student magazine, Visions and Voices.
Really?
Where there can be student artwork and or like student poems that you can like put into the magazine. Is it on our website?
It will be when it's published.
It will be on our website. Yeah. That's all a little bit about our special events at Rams.
Thank you very much for that. That is a wonderful rundown, especially to hear everything all together going on. That's really cool. Carter, do you and your fellow classmates and stuff, do you get to contribute to these ideas? Do you be able to kind of help out and come up with some stuff yourselves?
Yeah, I actually ran some of the Penny War tables and the game tables. I helped make some of the banners and schedules for the kickball tournaments. And if you're in student council, you get to help with that too. That's another one of our clubs. So student council, you get together and like you come up with the ideas. Like you vote on what games you want to play at lunch, and I think they help set up like ask the teachers if they want to participate in the dunk tank or whatever.
Very cool. And great job, Carter. Very similar to Maya. You're incredibly nicely done. Very good speaker. There's no way I was as good as you guys are at your ages in public speaking. Already ahead of the curve, young man. Nicely done. Melina, I'm going to have you wrap us up here a little bit. Yeah. If you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about what you got prepared.
Yeah. So I have some of the academic aspects of RAMS. We have a really good like rewarding system. So we go on reward trips. To go on a reward trip, you have to have no Fs and fewer than 3 office referrals. For semester one, we had the choice to go to either Powers Bluff or the Boys and Girls Club. And the semester two trip is still to be decided. And we also have reset days, which are every other Wednesday. And it rewards kids who are doing well and as kids who have missing work catch up. We also have, like, a lot of academic help. We have the LRC, or the Learning Resource Center. There you can get help on schoolwork and take tests and make up schoolwork. And it's also, like, a calmer and more quiet space. We also have a reassurance room, which is, like, a place to regroup yourself. And we have something called RPT, which is Rams Pride Time. Right now we're in something called 7 Mindsets. You learn about social and emotional learning, and it teaches you life lessons about kindness, respect, and things that help people be happy and successful in life. We also have academic check-ins, and clubs can meet during RPT. And we have a Fun Friday, which also rewards people and also gets help on like missing work. We also have a homework club after school every day, so that gets help on homework if you need it. And we have a lot of different classes that some schools don't offer, like foreign language, music, art, business, tech ed, family and consumer sciences, and we also have new drama classes next year. And there's also a wide variety of classes that helps kids choose classes at Lincoln.
Very cool. Wow, nicely done, Melina. Nicely done. Are any of those anything? Have you gotten to be a part of any of those or you enjoy any of them?
Yeah, so I'm in orchestra this year, and I play the violin.
Oh, it's my favorite. Oh, that's awesome. Uh-huh. That's cool.
And I'm in family and consumer science this year, too.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Thank you so much, you guys. I thought I knew a lot of this stuff. I am so much more well-informed. Our audience is so much more well-informed about what is going on with our Rams and that. And you guys did an amazing job here. Thank you so much for that. You just got one last thing to do. Got to say hi to mom and dad. Got to say hi to mom and dad. Say hi to your families out there. I'll let you guys go down the line here and do that. Carter, I'll start with you.
Shout out to my mom and dad.
Yeah, nicely done. Nicely done.
I have to give a shout out to my mother and my father.
I have to give a shout out to my mom.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Well, you got something else, Carter?
Can I also get a shout out to my little brother?
Yeah, definitely. Hello to the siblings out there. I want to be very clear. I'm very proud of graduating from Lincoln, graduating from the Wood County Public School System. I'm very proud of that. You guys make me want to go back to school. Like, all of you do. Craig, all of you guys. I appreciate so much what you guys are doing with our schools and doing for our schools. Keep up the great work, you guys. Really nice work and really nice job today. And thank you for the time, everybody. We'll take a break, and we'll have more Morning Magazine for you next week right here on WFHR, where we are 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.